Okay, so on Chavchet tonight, let's just go over briefly from yesterday. So yesterday the Gemara mentioned the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. So the Gemara quotes one memra from this was eight lines from the top on Kozino Bays. Rav Huna says the name of Rav. If you have two sisters who Yavamot that fall before one Yavam, in other words, again, I have Reuben, three brothers, Reuben and Shimon and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. And then Reuben and Shimon die. So he says, Chalas Rishona Putra. So if Levi does Chalitza for the first wife, Rachel, she's moved to Eretz Lashuk, Chalas Lashnia Putra. Meita Rishona, if the first Yavama dies, Mutar Vishniya. In other words, as he looks at the world, let's say he sees both Yavamot. So if one of them dies, he's permissible with the other one. Otherwise it would be he's got a Zika with two sisters. That's the problem. He says back in the Gemara, he says, Maitrishana Mutar Vishniya, but ain't Srik Lamar, Maitashniya Shimutar Vishona. And it goes without saying that if the second one dies first, that he's permissible with this first one. So it means like this, that the Yavama, at one point she was permissible to him, that would see if Rachel was permissible to him. Then Leah became Yavama as well. Now Rachel became prohibited to him, and Leah also became prohibited to him because they're both sisters. He's facing Yavama, and so each one is a chotzekukato. And then one of them dies. So he says that that even if Rachel dies, so Leah becomes permissible. But even though Leah was prohibited from the get go, but if Rachel dies, she's permissible. And Kol Shekain, if Leah dies, that Rachel's permissible. That's the way Rav has it. And Rav Yochanan holds that only if the second one dies, then the first one's permissible. But if the first one dies, the second's still prohibited. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if at the moment of death the Yavama was prohibited to the Yavam, that's like the kiss of death to the relationship. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns it. Everybody got this? So if at the time of the death of the husband, the brother, the Yavama was prohibited to the Yavam, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's it. He's not going to do Yivam with this woman again, ever. But if she was permissible, and then something intervened to make her prohibited, like in our example with two sisters. So first Reuven died, and then Rachel opened up for Yibam, so she was permissible on Levi. Then, unfortunately, Shimon also died, and now Leah was open up for Yibam. So now Rachel's not permissible to anymore. Neither one is permissible to him, because they're each Achotzeku Kato, they're each the sister of the Zika. So that's bad news. Then Leah dies, so Rachel goes back to her flight status. In other words, because she was permissible, then prohibited, then she became permissible. That's where Rabbi Yochanan learns. Okay, everybody got that? Okay, everybody good? Okay. Let's go back into the Gemara. I'm going to get as far as I can tonight. It's we'll do the best we can what we got. Okay, and then all right. Now, if you look 10 lines from the bottom on Kavzayin with Beis, Eifei Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina posed a question that is on page 54, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 27b, 10 lines to the bottom. Eitvei Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanin Rabbi Yochanan, Arbach, Chayin Shaimim Nesum Shtei Achiyot, Umeitim Nesum Shtei Achiyot, Rei Lechotzov Lovin Yabot. So in the Mishnah that we did on Thursday, or rather on Shabbos we did this Mishnah, on Shabbos we did it, if you have four brothers, that's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, then Reuben and Shimon die, so he says, So the surviving brothers, which are Levi and Yehuda, have to do chalitza with those two, and he says velomit yabo. They can't do yibum. So he asks, V'amai like uchad minay lachlok slalashnia. Why can't one of the surviving brothers do chalitza with the one who became the Yavama second? We'll assume it's Leah. He says v'tevei rishon l'gavi ida Yavama shvutra v'nes shvavachas v'hutra asur l'teira rishon. And then Rachel will become permissible. In other words, why does the Talmud Mishnah say that you have to do chalitza with both of these sisters? You have to do chalitza with both of them. Why can't it be? This really is a question against Rabbi Yochanan and against Rav. Why can't I say that one of the brothers will do chalitza with Leah. She used this, assuming that she was the second one to become a widow. And then at that point, Rachel will open up and she'll go back to her status quo ante. It was at the time that Rachel was widowed, that Reuven died, so she was permissible. And then Shimon died. That's what we assume the fact pattern. And so then why can't we do it that way? So the fact that, so it's a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Lei Achayo in Yudei Mishnah. He says, I don't know who taught this Mishnah. This Mishnah Taka isn't reliable. I don't agree with this Mishnah because not that I can disagree with the Tana. I don't think it's a reliable Mishnah. Okay, so that's that piece. Okay, so then the Gemara now gives a series of answers that it thinks that Rabbi Yochanan could have answered to make the Mishnah still reliable, but not a contradiction to his position. All right. Whichever one became widow later, the second one, you do chalisa, and then the first one become permissible. Right, it goes back to the status quo ante. So the Gemara says, "V'leimalei." So why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have said to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, "My chotzot nami dekatani cholet tzedkada"? Why couldn't he said that when the Mishnah says that they're chotzot, it means you do chalisa with one of them? Why didn't he explain the Mishnah that way? Then there's no contradiction. Then all my problems are solved. Then it's a reliable Mishnah. So the Gemara says chotzot katani. The Mishnah says chotzot, not to be cholet, it's chotzot. That two women go through chotzot, plural, both of them go through chalitza. So that we couldn't have said. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have said my chotzot, chotzot da'alma? Why couldn't he have said that chotzot means chotzot in general? And there were similarly situated women, all the millions of women or whatever, how many women are in this situation, they are chotzot. Not in this case chotzot, but chotzot is a broad message. So Hare Elu Katani, it says the Hare Elu, that these two women do chalitza, so it's not mashma that it means in the Beltarine. Belema, all right, Gabriel, please look inside, okay? Belema, the chalitza the Rishon of Resha, why can't we say that it means that the chalitza the Rishon of Resha, why can't we say it means that in this case they did chalitza? In other words, the Mishnah is talking about a case where they did chalitza to Rachel first, and therefore they have to do chalitza with the second one. In other words, the way to do this is to do chalitza the way Rabbi Yochanan would say, do the second one first. But maybe I'll say like this: the Mishnah is talking about where they did chalitza with the first one, so then I have to do chalitza with both. So that's the kiss of death. Lema the chalitza the Rishon of Resha. So it says chalitza. So the word chotzo, it sounds like lechachila, they're going to do chotzo. They both do chalitza. That's the way it sounds like. On the top line of Chafet Amin Aleph, but lemalei, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have said to, again, this is to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Zeira Dilma Kadim Chalitza the Rishon of Bereisha? He says, why couldn't he say like this, that that the Mishnah says that they both have to be cholites, but that's because we're afraid that if we tell him that you could do chalitza on one and yibam on the other. In other words, let's say we would tell people, do chalitza on the one that became the widow second, and then do yibam on the first. So we're afraid people are going to get messed up, and they'll do it the flip it around the other way, and that won't be good. They'll do the, even though we tell them one way, they'll do the other way. So as a result of that, we always tell them to do chalitza on both of them. But lu yatsur, that they would do chalitza on the second one first, so then at that point, we would say, hey, fine, you could do Yibam. That's the way. That's the way things. So the word says, Vilemalei, Zilma, in other words, so the Mishnah is speaking about sort of like pie in the sky. So with the Zera, Dilma, Kadim, Chavas, the Rishon of Bereisha, he says, so it says, Velo mit Yamot Katani, Lekka din Yibam hafkapla. So the Mishnah says, Velo mit Yamot means under no circumstances, many, under no series of situations, may either one of these women get Yibam. So that doesn't fly. In other words, we were thinking maybe this is like a gzeira. So we want to say you always do chalitza because we're afraid you're going to flip it over. But if somebody, Taka, would have done the chalitza on the second one first, and then we says, then he does it, and then once a Yibam, we're fine. So the Gemara says, but the Mishnah says, below mit yabot, which means under no circumstances can they ever do Yibam. So v'lei malei, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have responded? So remember, when we learned the Mishnah on Shabbos, we said there were two ways to understand the Mishnah. We said the Mishnah could be working with Zika. Remember that there are each, you know, the reason that they have to do Chalitza is because each one is achot chalutzato. In other words, achot zekukato. Each one, they're two sisters, and each one is the sister of his zekuka. So it's like he's married to zekuka. There's the sister of it. So I can't go forward with it. Each one's achot zekukato. In other words, so I can't go forward with Yibam. But another pshat, the Gemara said, it could be the Tana of our Mishnah holds Ein Zika. It's not talking more like Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Maybe the Tana of our Mishnah holds Ein Zika. And so why does he have to do Chalitza? So we said, is Gezeira Shemiyamot be Asur Lebatel Mitzvot Yivamin? We said that we're afraid that if we permit him, let's say there's two surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Let's say Levi does Yibam with Rachel. And then with the expectation then, now once he does Yibam with Rachel, so he's out of the parsha for Chalitza Yibam with Leah, because Leah is his wife's sister, so he's removed from it. But let's say then his brother Yehuda dies, so then Leah's left with no recourse, no Chalitza, no Yibam. So not that that's like such a terrible thing in like the scheme of things, she's free to go and do what she needs to do, but we're mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam. In other words, by doing that, we're creating a situation when there's no mitzvah of Yibam. So it could be the Tana holds that they both have to have chalitza because we don't have a situation where we're mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam. So why don't we say v'leimalei? The reason the Tana of the Mishnah says that they both have to get chalitza is not because, you know, it was the concern about Zika that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. It's because the Tana of the Mishnah holds Ein Zika, but the Tana of the Mishnah holds the sort of vatel mitzvah Yibamin. That's what the Tana is going with. All right. Okay. Everybody focus carefully. I need everybody's full attention for this Gemara because it's difficult Gemaras, but we're just going to get locked into the woods if we don't make through it. So, and if I don't finish the daf today, you're on your own. I have to pick up the next daf where I do. Okay. So I'm doing the best I can. Okay. Now, this is going back from the Gemara Mishnah we did on Shabbos. The Mishnah says where you have four brothers, two are married to two sisters. The two brothers die, Rachel and Leah. They're open for Yibam Chalitza. The Tana Mishnah says, don't do Yibam, do Chalitza with them. So the Gemara said there's two ways to understand the Mishnah. The first way to understand the Mishnah is the Tana holds Yesh Zika. There's such a thing as Zika. So each sister is a Achot Zekukato. He has a Zika with both women. So each, you know, potential Yivama is the sister of his Zekuka. So it's like I can't do Yibam with her because she's the sister of my Zekuka. That's one shot. Put that away on the side. There's another opinion holds Ain Zika. There's no Zika. So why does the Tana say that? So there's no Zika. There's no problem with Zika in the Mishnah. So why does the Tana say that they have to do Chalitza, can't do Yibam? The Tana is concerned that I don't want to create a situation where I may be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam. Because how? So if I say you have two, Reuben and Shimon are dead, Levi and Yehuda are the surviving brothers. If Levi does Yibam with Rachel, so now Levi's not in a position to do anything with Leah. He's out of it. If at that point in time Yehuda dies, so then the mitzvah vis-a-vis Leah became batel. No mitzvah. So maybe that's what the Tana holds. He's not going with Zika. Rabbi Yochanan's going with Zika. So back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says on line three, but Leimalei, why can't Rabbi Yochanan say what's the name here? One sec. Rabbi Yossi Bar. Yeah, why can't he say the Rish is working Zer Shem Yamot. The Talmud is afraid that one may die, but Sulebat Talmud would be Vamin. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Lamita Lo Chayish. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan isn't Choshesh for Mita. So that's, in other words, in this case, he's not Choshesh for Mita. So that's not a way that he would explain the Mishnah. In other words, he's not Choshesh, that's built on the cornerstone that I'm afraid that Yehuda is going to die. So Rabbi Yochanan holds this too remote. So mainly Rabbi Yochanan can't explain the Mishnah that way. But Leimalei, now we have Rabbi Lazar, so the box says it should be Rabbi Lazar. But Leimalei, why can't Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina that the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, Kimishim Dalav Shachat B'Isur, Nisra Lav Olamit. Maybe the Tana Rabbi Lazar is later on in our Masechta. Rabbi Lazar holds on a more Chamor sense. He holds that if the Yavama at any point in the process is prohibited onto you, then she's prohibited forever. Not that prohibited, then permissible, then prohibited. Once she's prohibited at all, she remains prohibited at any time. So once it's prohibited. So why can't I say the Tana of our Mishnah holds like the Shita of Reb Lezer? Yochanan doesn't hold like that Tana of Reb Lezer, but the Tana of the Mishnah holds like Reb Lezer. That once a woman is, so each one of these women were Asura on Reuben and Shimon at some point in time. So therefore you can't do Libum. So the Gemara says, "Me de sefer Reb Lezer." The box says it should be Reb Lezer. "Me de sefer Reb Lezer." Rishalav Reb Lezer. So in the Mishnah, the next line of the Mishnah says that the Tana Reb Lezer says that Beis Shammai says that if they went ahead and they did Yibum, so they fine, they could stay married. But Hillel says Yotzi. Reb Lezer says that. So the Gemara says, "Me de sefer Reb Lezer." Rishalav Reb Lezer. Since the next line of the Mishnah says Reb Lezer, the first line is not going like Reb Lezer. Why can't Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, the Tana Mishnah is not talking about where Rachel became a widow first and then Leah. Rachel and Leah became widows at the same time, not so they were both prohibited from the get-go. Not that Rachel was permissible and then Leah became a widow, now they became prohibited, then they take Leah out of the equation, Rachel goes back to status quo ante. But from the get-go, remember, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if initially you were Asur, you remain Asur, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So that they both husbands died simultaneously, let's say in a car crash with one of the son. And he holds, like the Tana of Yosef Lili, the Amar of Charlotte Tamsim, that we can be precise and say they both died at the same time. So, Lo Satam Lantanak Rabbi Yosef Lili. So, Tosus explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds this would be an anonymous Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Yochanan is not going to learn the Mishnah that way. So why can't Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, lo yadivim hei nafal b'reisha? The reason the Tana doesn't suggest that we do Yibum with Leah and then we do Chalitza with Leah and then Yibum with Rachel is because we don't know which one became a widow first. In other words, we know they didn't become maybe at the same time. We don't know if Rachel became a widow first. We don't know if Leah became a widow at the first. So he says, therefore, we see you have to do Chalitza with both. So he says, if that's the case, what about the next line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if they didn't wait around, they didn't ask Bezdin what to do, Reuben and not Levi and Yehuda. They just married them. Levi took Rachel, Yehuda took Leah. So, but the Tana of the Mishnah says, Yotziu, we forced them to divorce the wives. So, Bishlema Rishon and Rina Le Manshar Yalach. So we can understand the first one, we say to him, how did you marry this woman? She was obviously the wife, the sister of Yuzakuka. You had when you got married, whoever got married first, assuming Levi got married first. Let's say Levi got married to Rachel first. So you definitely married in sin, right? Because when you did the Yibum, you miabem the sister of Yuzakuka. Both were Yuzakuka. So you married the sister. So you definitely did wrong. He says, Elishnia, but the second one who... The second one who got married. So I understand the first one, maybe we say divorce the wife. You married in sin. Elishnia, but the second one, Yehuda, when he got married, Amar, he could say, Kavrai, Shnia Yabim. He says, he could say, look, as far as I'm concerned, my brother, he's the one who married the one who became the Yavama second. He says, Anari Shonam Yabim. I'm Yavim, the one who became the Yavama first. In other words, I can't prove it one way or another way. We don't know who became Yavama first. But I'm entitled to argue, at this time when I'm marrying her, there's no Zika with a sister. The only issue is, was she Asher from the get-go? I say, this one was not Asher from the get-go. This one was available. I say, this one was the one who became the widow first. He says, so according to that, we wouldn't force him to divorce the wife. Yet the Mitzvah Mishnah says we divorce both of them to divorce the wives. So the Gemara says, so therefore, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan is forced to say, I don't know who taught this Mishnah. I don't think it's a reliable Mishnah because it doesn't stem always with the way I understand the halacha. Okay, who's got questions coming? All right, let me just repeat it again. Then we'll move on. Okay, these are difficult Gemaras, but we'll do the best we can what we got. The basic idea that Rabbi Yochanan said is that any Yavama that I can't say it, b'shas tefila, when she became a Yavama, that she was mutera to me, she's always prohibited. Okay, that's the first you saw it. Everybody got that? So if the Yavama, at the time she became a widow, I didn't have a green light to go forward and do Yibam with her, so I never have a green light to do Yibam with her. Okay, so then the Gemara asked a question against Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah, we have two brothers, two sisters, and two surviving brothers. Why don't we tell, so the Tana Mishnah says they do chalitza with both of the women, Rachel and Leah. Why don't we tell one brother to do chalitza with the second one, with whichever one was the one that, whose husband died second, and then the other one will do even with the one whose husband died first, because then she, so she was mutar, she became prohibited, and then she became mutar again. So the Rabbi Yochanan say, Taka, you should be able to do that. I don't think it's a reliable Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. And we gave all these other terutz in the Rabbi Yochanan, we thought, could have said, but they didn't hold water, and then that's why he says, I don't want to twat it. Okay, who's the question that comes to us on anything we did so far? He's an Amora. So here he does say it. I don't know what to say. He says, I don't think it's reliable Mishnah. That's what he's saying. He says, if you look at the third wide line in Rashi on the Chavzan of Beis, Kolomar Zuena Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. In other words, he says this Mishnah was never taught. I don't think this was a Mishnah. That's what he's saying. So that's what we discussed. We said that again. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the second one dies, the first one becomes permissible. But if the first one dies, the second one does not become permissible, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Rav, it would become permissible. All right? Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let's come on. We're doing the best we can we got. Okay, let's keep moving. Now, okay, so everybody with me? We're on Chaf Chedem and Aleph 28A, around 20 lines down. That's the two dots. Everybody good? Okay. Tanan, so this we're going to continue on with questions against Rabbi Yochanan. So Tanan, So the next line of the Mishnah says that if one of the two women, let's look in the Mishnah, look back in the Mishnah of on the third line of the Mishnah, it says, if one of the two sisters, in addition to being a sister, was an Isra Erva, in other words, let's say she was my mother-in-law, in other words, everybody loves that, in other words, I'm married to her daughter, and my brother married the mother. So she's totally out of the parsha, right, for me, if she's an Irsa Erva. So Asurba Mutarba Afota. So I'm prohibited with the one that's the Isra Erva, and then the other one I'm permissible with. In other words, as far as from my perspective, she's not even in the parsha. But Shani Asur B'Shtein. But the other brother is prohibited in both of them. Everybody have that or not? Everybody good with that? Okay, so back in the Gemara. So on Chaf Chet Amud Aleph, 28 days, yes. Two sisters, one of the sisters is an erva to Levi. Okay, so Tanan, Haitachami and Asur Lakhadi, Sir Erva, Surba Mutarba Akotab, Shinni Asur B'Shtein. Saka Daita, Benaf Lakhamoto Tila. So we think in the Havamina that the one that became available for the one who became a widow first was the mother in law. In other words, in this case, assuming Rachel is Levi's mother in law, she became available for Yibam first. So why do we say that he could take either, let's say, but amai, leku chatan, liabim hach da'ena kamoto bereisha, pechamoto l'gabi ida, yibama shuhutra, v'nezra, v'kazra, v'hutra, v'asur lehet, t'hei rabbi shon. So the Mishnah says that the one who's involved with the erva, the other wife is permissible to him. But the other brother is both prohibited on the other brother. So again, Levi, Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. And Levi's looking, he says, Rachel and Leah. And Rachel is the one who became available for Yibam first. So the Mishnah says, skip Rachel, vis-a-vis Levi, because she's not in the Parsha, but Levi can do Yibam with Leah. Levi can do Yibam with Leah, if he chooses. But Yehuda has to do Chalitza with both. Yehuda can't be involved, because each one is a Chotzeku Kato. Okay, that's what the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara is asking, why can't we do it differently? Why can't we take the son-in-law? The son-in-law is Levi. He says, let him do Yibam with Leah. Let Levi do Yibam with Leah. And then the mother-in-law, Rachel, who was the mother-in-law to Levi, and is nothing to Yehuda except his sister-in-law, let her be like Yivama that was permissible. She was permissible when the husband died, vis-a-vis Yehuda. Then she became prohibited, and then she became permissible. Do you understand this or not? All right. I'm going to do the best I can. If we run out of time, we run out of time. Okay? I'm doing this slow because people want to understand. Okay, but if we run out of time, you're on your own. Okay? All right. Again, we have okay, we have four brothers, two sisters married to two of the brothers. Rachel is one sister, Leah is the other sister. Rachel's married to Reuven, Leah is married to Shimon. All right? Rachel, in addition to being one of the sisters and one of the widows, is also the mother-in-law of Levi. Levi is married to Rachel's daughter. Everybody got that? Got that? Okay, now, Reuven dies. At that point, Levi can't do Yibum or Chalisa with Rachel. It's out of the parsha with him. Yehuda could do with her. But before anything happens, Shimon dies. Now we have Rachel and Leah. So the Tana of the Mishnah says Levi could do Yibum with Leah because Levi doesn't have any problems. Rachel's out of the parsha. Levi can do Yibum with Leah. But Yehuda is prohibited on both of them. Yehuda is prohibited on both of them. Yehuda is because they're each achot zekugato. So the Gemara says, why can't we say, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, why can't we say that Levi should do Yibum with Leah, Levi will do Yibum with Leah, and then Yehuda now could do Yibum, should he choose, with Rachel. Rachel was initially permissible to him. Then she became prohibited when Leah came into the situation. Then Levi is taking Leah out of the situation. And now Yehuda should be able to do Yibum with Rachel. That's Akasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, don't denafla hafta ina kamotobaratia. So Papa says, you have to say, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the sequence of events was not the way I just said it. The sequence of events was that the one that was not the mother-in-law, in my example, Leah, is the one who became the widow first. So Leah became a widow first, so she was permissible to both of them, and then Rachel became a widow. And so at that point, so vis-a-vis Levi could do Yibum with Leah. Because Leah, he has got nothing to do with Leah. Leah is fine. But Yehuda now is stuck. Yehuda has nobody to do with it. In other words, when both sisters are available, so Yehuda can't do either one. Each stuff holds a kukato. So even though now Levi has done the Yibum with one of them, but since she was a chos kukato from initially, this remains in effect. Remember, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. If you were asur at the beginning, if at the time of death you're prohibited, you remain prohibited. So that's the way Rabbi Yochanan is going to explain the Mishnah. Okay? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay? Now, okay, we're 10 lines above the bottom. Rabbi Elazar Omer Beit Shammai Omer Mikhul. Let's go back to the Mishnah quickly. Okay, Kafav Manal. Everybody looks back at the Mishnah. So on the second line of the Mishnah, so Rabbi Elazar Omer Beit Shammai Omer Mikhayim. So according to Rav Lezer, Beit Shammai disagrees with the earlier holding in our Mishnah. Beit Shammai holds that they went ahead and married the two sisters, they can keep them, even though they violated halacha, but now at this point in time, the Zika is extinguished. This is Beit Hillel Omrim Yotzi. Beit Hillel says they have to divorce them. Okay? So back in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Rav Lezer Omer Beit Shammai Omrim Mechulei. So Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Rav Lezer Omer Beit Shammai Omrim Yekaimu. So Beit Hillel Omrim Yotzi. So in the Braisa, Rav Lezer says just the way he says in our Mishnah. The Beit Shammai says you can keep the wives. Hill says they have to divorce it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yekaimu. Rabbi Shimon says they can keep them. We don't know exactly what he's saying. Abba Shul Omer Kalayam LeBeit Hillel B'Dabar Zeh. Abba Shul says that Beit Hillel was lenient in this matter. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yotzi. Beit Hillel Omer Yekaimu. In other words, he says just the opposite. Abba Shul says my thought was the other way. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon, come on. So when Reb Shimon says Yikaimu, who's Yikaimu? Ika Beit Shammai, if he's saying Beit Shammai says they can keep the wives, Kainu Reb Lazar, then he's the same as Reb Lazar. Ika Beit Hillel, if he's saying Beit Hillel says Yikaimu, Kainu Abba Shaul. Tahaki Kamar, lo nechku Beit Shammai Hillel Badabar Zeh. What he's saying, there was no Maflokit. Everybody agrees that you can keep them. Okay? So we have three versions of what's going on with this. So the two surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda, they decide to go forward with Yibum, with Rachel and Leah, even though they shouldn't be doing that, but they decide to go ahead and do that. So we have Machloket, one side says they can keep them, one says they have to divorce them. So according to one version, Abba Shaul's version, Beit Hillel says they can keep them, which fits in, they're usually lenient, so they have to divorce, because they married in Aveira. But The other version is that Ben Hillel says they have to divorce, and Beit Shammai says they get to keep it. And then the third version is there was no machloket about this. Everybody agrees they get to keep it. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, now we're 10 lines from the bottom. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Everybody look back at the Mishnah quickly. Around the fifth line in the Mishnah, okay? I thought me had a surah as a Easter Erev of Ashnia surah as a Easter Erev. No, no, not that. I'm sorry. This is one second. This is talking about. So we have two halachot in the Mishnah. So on line three, the Mishnah says if one of them was an Easter Erva, so he can marry the other one, and the other was Asher both. Then a few lines later, in the small text, the Tana of the Mishnah says, They can swap. Okay? So in other words, first he teaches me if one is an Easter Erva, then if one was prohibited as an Easter Erva, so then one who's the Easter Erva, you can marry the other one, the other one will do Kalitza. And then Tana says, each one is an Easter Erva. In other words, like two sisters or two mothers-in-law or whatever. So they can each marry the other one. Okay? All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay, so back on Chav Chedem, So we already learned this once already. What's he like, you know, beating a dead dog? So he wanted to teach that her sister, when she's Yavama, be choletzim. Let me try to get the right thing. I don't know if I got the right thing. Okay. Yeah, I jumped the gun. I'm sorry. Yeah, I jumped the gun. So it's the first case. We went over the first case we did where one of them is an Erva. Where one is an Erva, he's allowed to marry the other one, and the other one has to do Chalitza. Okay? So let's see back in the Gemara. So Hatinina Chalitza, the Gemara says, I already learned this in the Mishnah previously. The Mishnah says earlier in Daf Chav, Achotok Shi Yavimta, O Chalitza No Megebemet. Now, this is talking about where you have, in other words, you have three brothers, and two of the brothers die, and the widows were sisters, and they fell for Yibam. So you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi in this, and Rachel and Leah, who are sisters, fall for him for Yibam. So, but one of them is an Erva. One of them is an Erva for him. Okay, have you got it? So again, Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. Levi is the third brother. Reuben and Shimon die. So Rachel and Leah are you know, facing him versus Yibam, but one of them is an Erva. In addition to being the brother's wife, it's his mother-in-law or something like that. So the second one, so the Mishnah says, so the one that's not the Erva, he can do Chalis or Yibam. That's what the Mishnah said on Dakha. So why, if the Mishnah already taught me that I have a green light with the one that's not the Erva, why does he have to teach me the same halacha here with the four brothers? I learned it with the three brothers. Why does he have to teach me with the four brothers? The Gemara says, Tzricha, kind of teach me both cases. Yeshmin Hatam, if he would only teach me the case with the three brothers, Shun Lekha Lemigzar Mishun Sheni. I would say that over there, where I have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Levi could marry Leah. Because there's no reason to make a gzeira. I'm not worried that any other brother is going to do something he shouldn't do, because he's the only brother there. Here, I have four brothers. So Levi and Yehuda are the surviving brothers. If I let Levi marry one of the sisters, Yehuda thinks, my brother got to marry one sister, I should be able to marry the other sister. It's not an erva for him, but it's only an erva for Levi, but I can marry one of them, but it's a chalutzato. So he says here, so ain't no low. So I would say, in this case, we don't let Levi marry the non-erva. We don't let him because I'm afraid of what Yehuda's going to do. And if the Tana would only teach me the case here with the four brothers, I would say the reason it's permissible here is because the fact that the second brother doesn't go forward with any marriage, this chalitza, that's like he's carrying like a red flag that there's an inyan of achotza kukato. So everybody realizes there's a din of achotza kukato. That's why Yehuda isn't marrying either one of them. He says, aval hatam lekasheni. But over there, in the earlier Mishnah, Daf Chaf, where there's only one brother, Emelo, I would say that we're not going to let him marry the other sister because people will get the idea that if I have two sisters, I can marry one of the sisters. And you're not allowed to marry the sister. Just in this case, it's an erva. That's what I would think. Tzricha. So the Gemara says, I need both Mishnayot. Okay? All right. Then the Tana Mishnah, let's go back to the Mishnah Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, on line four in the Mishnah, the Chet, Easter mitzvah, the Easter kedusha. Well, let's say Velomit Yabemet. Let's say one of the sisters was an Easter mitzvah. Easter mitzvah is like a shniot la rayot, a secondary rayot on a rabban level, or she was an Easter kedusha, which is a lav, like it's a lav, but kedusha would be tofeif. So she should do chalitza and not yibum. Do chalitza and not yibum. All right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. So Easter mitzvah kule. So the Gemara says Hanami Tanina, but I already learned this in the Mishnah. Turn page. Easter mitzvah, the Easter kedusha. Again, this is on Daf Chaf. Now this case is talking about where there's just one yavama here, one yavama. But the yavama is an Easter mitzvah or Easter kedusha. So let's say for lomit yabemet. So the Tana Mishnah says you do chalisa, don't do yibum. It means on a deraisa level, she's permissible to him, at least for the first case, with the Easter mitzvah. He says, so she do chalitza, not mit yabemet. So why does Tana have to teach me again? So I have Easter mitzvah and Easter kedusha. So he says in the earlier Mishnah, you do chalitza, you don't do yibum. And here he says, you also either way. So hatam, Easter mitzvah, lechuda. Over there, it's just Easter mitzvah by itself, so he's teaching me. Hacha, Easter mitzvah, va'achotah. Here, I have an Easter mitzvah, and I have her sister. Easter mitzvah makom Easter erva. So I would have thought that the Easter, for reasons that we'll explain in a minute, that the Easter mitzvah is like the legal equivalent of an erva. In other words, if one of them would be an erva, Levi was permissible to marry Leah. If Rachel was an erva to Levi, he could do yibum with Leah. So we said here I don't have that. I have a shniyot la rayot, a second on a rabbinically prohibited. But I would have thought in this case, Levi is permitted to Leah. So Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, so why Taka can't he do Yibum with her? Came in to be the right to Ramiya Kameh, since on a derisa level, they're both linked to him. Kapaga Bacho Zakuka To. So in other words, it's his sister of a Zakuka. I mean, on a derisa level, they're both ready to do Yibum with him, both sisters. Are you with me? All right, let's all focus, okay? So again, we have the four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. In this case, Rachel, if Rachel was an erva, if Rachel was his mother-in-law, then Levi could do Yibum with Leah. Let's say Rachel isn't a mother-in-law, but Rachel is a shniyah la-rayot, one of the secondary forbidden sexual relations that are prohibited on a drabana level. So the Tana Mishnah teaches me that he has to do chalitza. He has to do chalitza with both of them. He can't do yibum. So why does he have to teach me? He already taught me that halakha earlier in the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that in this case, he could do yibum, just like with Easter Erva, when Rachel was his Erva, that he could do yibum with Leah. I would have thought in this case as well. So why? He says, he can't do yibum, came in the right to Ram Yikame Kavagaba Kuzkumito. Since on a derisa level, they're both, eligible candidates for yibum, so each one is a chotzuku kato. But sakadai tachamina, mishum mitzvah abad rabbanan kamash malan. I would have said it like this. Look, the din of shniyot la'rayot is derabbanan. That's rabbinic. A chotzuku kato is also derabbanan, right? So I would have thought that perhaps balancing everything, the chachamim can carve out exceptions to their dinim. So I would have thought normally it's a din about chotzu kukato. But here, where one of them is like an erva on a derabanan level, the Chachamim carved out an exception and permitted to, for the sake of the mitzvah yibum, to do miyabim the other one. That's what I would have thought. So kamashvallah not this way. That's what the Tana has teach me here. Okay, everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, the second wide line. Now, we said in the Mishnah, let's go back again to the Mishnah, the Kafav Bar Aleph. Okay. So this is the point where we did this already. This is where the Easter Erva with Oakland. This is the one that I jumped ahead where Rachel is an Easter Erva to Reuven, to Levi. And Leah is an Easter Erva to Yehuda. So each one switches. So the Gemara says, so we already taught in the Mishnah that if one was an Easter Erva, if Rachel was an Easter Erva on Levi, he can marry Leah. So what it was, he's just adding another like factor here. So Mali Lachad, Mali Trey. What difference if it's one brother or two brothers? In other words, it's the same idea. So the Gemara says, Shricha, it was necessary for the Tana to teach me both cases. If he would only teach me the first case where there was only Easter Erva on Levi, so Mishum de Ikashin de Mochach, I would say Levi is allowed to marry Leah because the fact that Yehuda is doing Chalitza with both shows that there is an issue with Achotzeku Kato. So everybody who looks at the situation realizes that there's a din. If you have two sisters that fall for you, you can't go forward with either one of them. But here, where both brothers are going to go forward with Yibam, so there's no brother like carrying a red flag, so to speak, Amalo. I would say that you can't go forward and do it. And if he told me only here, with the two brothers, each one has an erva, and each one one permissible, I would say the fact that each brother is bedafka limited to that one sister. In other words, Levi can only marry Leah. And Yehuda can only marry Rachel. The fact that that's limited that way, that proves that normally there's a problem with Achotzeku Kato. Aval Idach, lo. But I would say, in the other case, where there's only one brother, so he says, I would say that the surviving brother, what's that? Where only one of us is an Erva, I might say that this brother is not going to take the sister of the Erva and Yibam. In other words, the issue is, are people not going to understand that there's normally a problem with Chotzeku Kato? Will people looking at this situation get the wrong impression and think I'm allowed to do Yibam with Chotzeku Kato? That's the question. So the Gemara says, so I have two cases. One case where I have... there's four brothers, two surviving brothers, one case where one brother has an erva with one of them. So the Tana says he, that brother, Levi, can marry Leah, and the other one will do chalitza with both. The other case is where both brothers have an erva. Levi, Rachel's an erva to Levi, but Levi's permissible Leah, and then Leah's an erva to Yehuda, but Rachel's permissible to him. So why did the Tana have to teach me both? You can teach me one. So the Gemara says, let's go back again. So the third wide line. So he says, if he only taught me the first case where only one brother is doing Yibum and the other is doing Chalitza, I'd say the reason the one brother could do Yibum is Mishum de'ikashen democha. The fact that the second brother is doing Chalitza, that proves that Achot Chalitza To is prohibited to you. That's why he's doing Chalitza. So that guarantees that he could do it. But here, with the two remaining brothers, if you're going to be Matir Leah to Levi and Yehuda with Rachel, so there's no flag that there's a problem with Chotzeku Kato. He says, V'yashmin and Hacha, and if you only taught me this last case with the two brothers both doing Yibum, Adrava, I'd say, Ponfakert. I'd say in this case it's permissible because the fact that they're each limited to the one sister. In other words, you assume that people know that Levi Bedavka had to marry Leah and Yehuda Bedavka had to marry Rachel. So that'll be like the red flag. People realize they only have to do it this way. So that proves that there's a problem with Chotzeku Kato. But in the first case, lo, then I would say, that you're not allowed to go forward and do it. There's not enough, reminder about the zakuka. So sricha. So you have to teach me both. Okay, let's keep moving further. We're going to wrap this up soon. Zuisha amru v'chulei. So again, let's go back to the Mishnah on Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, So the last line in the Mishnah, the second last line, this is with the erva. Each one has an erva. So he says, Zuisha amru v'chulei v'letz namud yabemet. That's the line that they said that her sister, who is Yavama, could do Chalitza or Yibam. In other words, where one was an Erva to one was an Erva to the other one. So the sister of the Erva, you could do Chalitza or Yibam with the one that's permissible. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So, Zui Sha'am of Chula is Zui Lemute Imam. This is Zui that's like saying this case is true, but another case not. Lemute Easter Mitzvah Lezeh, but Easter Mitzvah Lezeh. It's excluding the case, let's say each one was an Easter mitzvah, which is Drabbanan level. In other words, let's say instead of being an Erva, it's on a Drabbanan level, each one was prohibited on one of the brothers. I got it? We really need to focus, okay? Again, we have Ervas. We learned in the first mission there are, it's not easy for me either. Okay, now, in the first mission, we had 15 Arayot, but then we learned in the Gemara there are additional prohibitions. So let's say instead of being an Erva, instead of Rachel being an Erva and Leah being an Erva, Rachel and Leah are prohibited on a rabbinic level. So it's the same way, but on a rabbinic level. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Zusham of Chule, Zulimute Mai, the Miuti Easter Mitzvah Lezeh, Easter Mitzvah Lezeh. In other words, if it's Easter Mitzvah and Easter Mitzvah, then you can't do Yibum with the other one. So Hatan Hatu Lamali, Hanuhach. So if that's the case, the Mishnah is teaching me the same thing twice. First, he taught me that when one of them was an Easter mitzvah, so let's say Rachel was an Easter mitzvah on Levi can't go ahead and do Yibum with Leah. But now he's just adding, like, each one is an Easter mitzvah on the other one. I can't go forward. So the verse is, Malu d'tema, kilom rinan uki Easter mitzvah, kom Easter erva, heishad the ikalim exar mishum sheni. I might have thought like this. That where I say you don't have a heter to go forward with Yibum with the second one. Again, remember we gave it rationale why, in other words, we said it's Drabbanan and Drabbanan. A Choskuta was Drabbanan and Easter Mitzvah is Drabbanan. I would have said that I'm going to carve out an exception. So he says, when would I say that? That's when I'm going to be Gozer because of the Sheni. In other words, I have two brothers. So if I permit Levi to go forward and marry Leah, so then there's a fear that Yehuda will say, my brother Levi got to do Yibum with one, I get to do Yibum with one. In other words, then I would say the prohibitions remain in effect. But where I'm not worried about the second brother, in other words, we're both brothers, each one is prohibited on a Drabbanan level with one of the wives, and if I permit each one to marry the other one, which is not prohibited, Ema lahayu kim the Easter mitzvah kom Easter erva lahayu kim the Easter mitzvah kom Easter erva liyamu. So I would have thought that each one could do yibum. Kamash v'lan. So he teaches me not this way. Okay. I need everybody's attention. Shai, still with me? Everybody with me? Okay. Let's go into the kill. We'll do as best we can what we got. So I must say the next tomorrow is not so easy, but you're gonna have to be it on your own. I can't pick up again from this tomorrow. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav. B'chein tani Rabbi Chia. And Rabbi Chia also taught in a braisa this way. So Rav says, or Bechia taught in a Braisa, we had 15 Arayot in the Mishnah. So he says, each one of those Arayot, we could set up to be a sister, she has a sister, and that the sister will be prohibited on one and permissible on the other one. That we could do. We could set it, we did already something like this, but we could set it up with each one of the Arayot. And so each one will say, one that's proven this is permissible to that, the other one is Mutar. So for Rabbi Yehuda and Targum, so Rabbi Yehuda explained this statement, Mechamotova Elot. He says there are 15 cases in the Mishnah when the statement or the Braisa was taught by Kulanani Korei that only meant Mechamoto from his mother in law forward. But it means that the first six cases are not covered by this rule. He says, about Shita Babi Dere Shalo. But the first six cases in the Mishnah, not this way. Why, my time, came into Bito, but Onsen, who the Mashkakala, being soon the Mashkakala, So you say like this, let's say one of the arayot was my daughter, right? In other words, if Reuven's, that was the Mishnah. The Mishnah was only one, you know, one brother dies and then you have one surviving brother. So Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter. So then is there a mitzvah yibum? No, because that's an erva. So let's say a different case now. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters who are the daughters of, respectively, of Levi and Yehuda. How could they be the daughters of Levi and Yehuda? The only way they could be the daughters of Levi and Yehuda would be if Levi and Yehuda raped a woman. If Levi and Yehuda raped the same woman, then she has one daughter. So then one daughter marries Reuven and one daughter marries Shimon. Interesting family situation. But the thing is that, it can't be any other way, because if Levi was married to his wife, there's no way that Yehuda could ever be married to that woman. That would be Isra'ah, that would be like the prohibited to his brother. So the only way you could have this case is through rape. Okay, so let's get in the case. Let me go over the case, then we'll do as best we can with the time, few minutes we have left. So we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. The two sisters are also, each one is the daughter of Levi and Yehuda. One is the daughter of Levi, one is the daughter of Yehuda, one of the sisters. So how are they sisters? They're sisters because they have the same mother. They're maternal sisters. Meaning, there was a woman out there in the Belt of Rock, Yocheved. Levi raped Yocheved and had a daughter. And then Shimon, and then the Yehuda raped Yocheved and had a daughter. So those two daughters were maternal sisters. And the maternal sisters married their paternal brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Okay? So the daughters were not related in any way to Reuben and Shimon, because they had Reuben and Shimon have a different mother than them, and they have a different father than them. Okay, so they're not related. So then Reuben and Shimon die, and then now both daughters are setting up a yibum. So each one is an heir of somebody else. So as Levi looks at it, one is his daughter, one's not his daughter. As Yehuda looks at it, one's his daughter, one's not daughter. So that would be the only way to come up with this case with the daughters. So let's look back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so on the first line, we're in line. Rabbi Yehuda ben Targum, Rabbi Yehuda says Mechama Tova Elach, that it's from his mother-in-law going forward, about Shita Babi Gereshalo, the first six cases in the Mishnah, which deal with like daughter and daughter-related prohibitions, lo, my taima, came into Bito Ba'onsin with the Mashkakala, but he saw in the Mashkakala. The only way to come up with two sisters, each one being your daughter, would be through onus, through rape. So the Tana is speaking about nisuin, legal marriage, not onus. Now the Tana is also speaking about onus, but one of the cases in the Mishnah is also your legally married wife. So but nisuin kamari, but onsin lo kamari. So therefore, since he doesn't speak about that case, he assumes that all six cases were not included in the rule. Again, Rabbi Chiya's rule, the Braisa was, by all of them, I could say that they would be sisters, and that one is prohibited on one and one is prohibited on the other. So with the daughter, I can't work this out well. You got this or not? Okay, now the next shot. Rabbi Mitar game off Bito Minu Sato. Rabbi says no. He thinks that it is speaking about Bito Minu Sato, the daughter that was raped. Came under Ashkuke Mashkachat law. Since there is a case we could find the daughter where I can set up this case, Ibaye Ba'onsin Tebe, Ibaye Ba'nisuin Tebe. Say not Tinami. So it won't be with the legally married wife, but I'll say as long as it's a daughter case, the Tana is talking about the first six cases, but you're right, with the daughter, I'll only find it with a rape case. But this is with his brother's wife, where he was not contemporaneous with the brother. This is a different case. That was one of the cases in the first Mishnah. So there's no mitzvah of yibum. In other words, if it's Eishah Chivshel Balamo, if the surviving brother was born after the death of Reuven, then there's no mitzvah of yibum, right? Now, he says, but Eishah Chivshel Balamo came and leaves the Rishon of the Mashkachala, the Rabban Lo Mashkachala, but looked to look Kamairi. That case he's not talking about, he says, because that case we can only find within the Shita of Tana Reb Shimon, not within the Shita of the Chachamim. Now, that case, we're going to explain in a minute. I don't think we'll get to it tonight, but we'll see as best we can. But if you remember, we learned earlier machlokus in Reb Shimon lechachamim. Reb Shimon says eish achiv shel golamo is only when he's born, when the woman was not yet nibum, not yet been done. In other words, the dust hadn't yet been settled. And it was his brother, when he was born, the brother was dead. But the Yavama was still omeid to Yibam had not been done with her. But if Yibam had already been done, Reb Shimon says it's not Eshet Achiv Shel Bolamo. That's not Eshet Achiv Shel Bolamo. In other words, let's say you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And then Reuben is married to Rachel. And Levi's not born yet. Then Reuven dies. And then Rachel is omed for Yibam. And then at that point, Levi is born. So then Reb Shimon says, Levi is going to be Eshet Achiv Shel Bolamo, meaning what? That if Shimon then does Yibum with Rachel, and then Shimon has another wife as well, and then Shimon dies, so Levi has no din of Yibum with Shimon's wives, because Levi is Eshet Achiv Shel Bolamo. But if Levi was born, according to Reb Shimon, after Shimon had done Yibum, so Shimon already did Yibum on her, then that's not Eshet Achiv Shel Bolamo, according to Reb Shimon. There's not a lot of Shimon and Reb Shimon, but according to Chachamim, it is. So he says, I only have one more minute. Reb Safra Matargim of Eshet Achiv Shel Bolamo, Mashachach Lab Shita Afe, believe it's Reb Shimon. So Reb Safra says, no, even that case in the Mishnah, it applies, and you can have it with six brothers within the sheath of the town of Reb Shimon. We'll just start this today, and then, yeah, I'm afraid you're going to have to pick this up. I don't have the copus in time to pick the begin this tomorrow, okay? The siman is meit nolad b'yibay, meit nolad b'yibay. So I'm going to go through this very quickly if I can. Reuben and Shimon assume shtei achayot. Reuben and Shimon were married to two sisters. Levi Yehuda assume shtei nafriot. Levi Yehuda were married to, it comes out that they're married to two sisters too, but those sisters are not married to, related to the first sisters. All right, I have to break off now. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, so I think I'm going to pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow, but all right, we'll see how we go. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let me just end the recording. Let me just do this.